It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Believe it or not, the end of the school year is right around the corner. And one of the things that the Carbon School District does that is just awesome every year is they do summer lunch. They have a summer lunch program, and they've kind of tweaked it a little bit this year, and that's why we were bringing in school nutrition director Tanya Jones to talk about what the parameters are going to be for the summer lunch program. It's still free to students age 0 to 18. Parents are still going to be able to go and get a lunch and enjoy it with their kids. But as I said, there's a few tweaks here and there that we just wanted to kind of let everybody know what's going to be happening. Tanya, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So let's start off with this. This is a great program.
It is perfect.
That they do. And this year you'll be doing breakfast and lunch, a little bit of a switch on that as well. And we'll talk about how all that's going to happen. But as long as I can remember back, the school district has done this.
Yeah, they've done it since I've been working. So at least 11 years that I know of, and they could have done it before that as well. But it's a great program, and it will help, you know, all those kids that need a meal, and it's just easy access to go get them and, you know, just show up and get a meal.
And it looks like every elementary school in the district will have this.
Yes, every elementary in the district will have this free lunch.
So that's Bruin Point, Castle Heights, Creekview, Sally Morrow, and Wellington Elementaries will all be participating in the lunch. But there is a little switch up to that, isn't there, this year?
Yes, there's a little switch up, and that's due because we are considered a rural area. And so they are allowing us to do non-congregate meal service, which means that anybody that comes gets a meal can just get it to go and then just go home and eat it. So like if you needed to go shopping and you just grab your kids and take them with you, you can just drop by and pick up lunch for them and take it home and eat it.
You can do that. You won't be able to use the lunchroom, but you can stay there at the school grounds and sit on the grass in the shade and have lunch and those kinds of things as well. So all the lunches will be to go. And you'll, in every instance except for Creekview, you'll go into the lunchroom and get the lunch. But with Creekview, they're redoing the floors, is that what you said?
Yes, they're redoing the gym floor or the cafeteria floor. So we are going to just have the lunches outside, more towards the back of the building, so the parents can just pull around and the kids can just jump out and grab their meals and to go as well.
And then the other cool thing that you'll be doing is when they come and get a lunch, you'll send them home with breakfast the next day.
Yes, they will be able to get a breakfast for the next day. And that's perfect for them, you know, because then they can eat it when they get up in the morning. You know, the parents don't have to worry about fixing that meal. It'll be pretty easy. You know, it'll be pancakes, Pop-Tarts, cereal, you know, just different things per different day. But it will be very easy for the kids to eat that.
And the other part about this is it just runs from Monday through Thursday. So when they go to Thursday, they're going to get weekend meals that are going to be sent home as well, right?
Yes. So we decided this year that we would try the Monday through Thursday, and then we would send home breakfast and lunch for the weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you will pick all those meals up on Thursday. We won't do them any other day but Thursday. So if you want the weekend meals, that's the perfect day to come and get all of those meals.
All right. And then the other thing that you said is that if you want to take your kids out and go to the park or something like that, you can pick up an adult meal as well. There is a charge for that. It's $5, right?
Yes.
Yep. And if the other thing was, if an adult goes and takes their kids, they just get the meal. But if they go and they're picking up for their kids, what are they going to need to do?
So the parents, if you are coming just to pick up your meals for your kids, we just need you to let us know what their names are so that we can just make sure that you are picking up for your kids.
And so all that will be available once again, Monday through Thursday this year. 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it starts June 3rd, and it runs through July 25th.
Yep.
Are you guys going to be, for the holidays, are you closed for those days, or how are you going to handle those?
We are going to be closed for the 4th and for the 24th. So the week of the 4th, you are able to pick up your meals on Wednesday for the 4th and then the rest of the weekend.
All the way until the next Monday. Okay.
Yes. So that will help a lot of that situation.
And the other great thing is, too, they don't want to leave anybody out. Baby food is available on request. And they've done that for the last few years, I believe, haven't they?
Yep. Yeah.
So if you have any questions at all about any of this, can they just give you a quick call, or what's the best place to go and look?
You can. We have posters that are out at the on each of the front walks of the schools. We will be sending home with all the elementary kids the free or a little flyer that they will be able to see that information on there as well. So the and we'll have posters around the community. So it will be available, and they're also welcome to call me anytime.
All right. So once again, the Carbon School District Summer Lunch Program, free lunch and breakfast for those aged 0 to 18. The adults can go and get lunch for everybody, and the adult meals are $5. Starts on June 3rd, runs through the 25th. And if you have any questions, you can give Tanya a call at the school district offices. Tanya, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. And it won't be long. We'll be talking about, you know, free and reduced lunch again.
Yep.
Won't be long. We'll be right back
Comes back fast.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.